does your heart feel late at night? How does your heart feel late at night? Does it beat with shame? And does it beat with pride? Oh, won't you tell me, legislate? In the mind of coming across the water in a boat chained tied together. They said no, no, they're really not men and women. Just chain them up, tie them up, chain them up, tie them up, chain them up, tie them up. Work, work. That's where the movement came from. Say the Lord, Lord. La 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 la. My children learn just the same as yours. As long as nobody tries to close the door, they cry. I've seen the children dying, and I've been one of the mothers who was crying. Ginga, 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 ginga. Get it, get it, get it. Along comes the sleek limousine. Say, hey, baby, I got 10. Look at me, I'm clean. So she takes a little dough. What the hell, everybody got to go. I got a baby. I got a baby. I got a baby I want to feed, and I'm not really giving it all. Just a little 10-cent piece or two. The black woman. But I ain't gonna raise your babies no more. I got a few of my own. I wanna keep so on. Hey, 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 hey. I said, I'm a woman. remember me. I'm the one who had your babies. I am a woman of a ghetto. Woman, I'm a woman, yeah, 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 I'm a woman.
KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
Coming up on the Children's Hour, our minds help us understand, learn, and express ourselves, but not everyone thinks the same way. We'll explore many kinds of minds, including neurodivergent thinkers, emotional intelligence, and artificial intelligence. First, we meet some of the brains behind Carl the Collector, a PBS kids show whose lead character is autistic. And then we learn about emotions and how to control them with Wiggles star Sam Moran. Finally, we try to make sense of artificial intelligence with Dr. Martin Spinelli. Find an episode page at childrenshour.org. Look for Many Kinds of Minds. Stick with us. We have a lot to learn. The Children's Hour is an independent production of the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico-based nonprofit. We're distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American radio network.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
What does Alexa like to eat for breakfast?
I don't know what.
Cereal.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
Yo, this is Pee Wee Dreadlocks. Passing through, giving a vibration to the people, cause you know there's something I and I can do. As the roots man say, well done, oh God, mercy by my soul, yeah. Oh wow, oh God. No matter what's in good.
I see you, I come and visit you in prison in this messed up zoo. I wanna open up the cage, but afraid of what it's gonna do. I really don't think here on the outside very good for you. And maybe hear no evil, see no evil, maybe evil too. But I need to smile for a while with the denial of a fool. Cause if I see a dog go crazy, lock me up in a battered room. I don't know, maybe let me in your cage and live inside with you.
You can't do nothing, there's nothing you can't do. I say you can't do nothing, but there's nothing you can't do.
From Africa, the elephant them pick up from Africa. Sarah Samana tell them I'm gonna gain a Babylon. Know they problem and they start caging so many people in my city. And I'm gonna forget how that is. Oh, feel like enough to come and not to speak out to you. So when they see to the way to the moon to the rum again, a Babylon system, no problem. They see the people caging them, you know they got to free them.
The monkey see, man, the monkey do, but the monkey just want to leave out the zoo. Now why them monkey treat them, keep them blue? The bird wants to fly, but they don't see no way at all. I and I know why, cause them a wolfie try to keep them trapped inside. But see the dinner can trap the rasta vibe. When me come dance all, you know I will survive, my friend.
And maybe hear no evil, see no evil, maybe evil too. But I need to smile for a while with the denial of a fool. Cause if I see a dog go crazy, lock me up in a padded room. I don't know, maybe let me in your cage and live inside with you.
You can't do nothing, there's nothing you can't do.
Earwise.
the man a living at the zoo. A wickedness has stopped them living at the zoo. Because there's nothing that the man can do. I think there's nothing that the man can do. But that the animal are stuck in at the zoo. And all the people not be stuck in there too. And I'm going around, I'm on TV sound. We see the problem across the town. The people not be placed up and feel locked down.
That's Wookie Foot from Be Fearless and Play, right here on the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and I'm here with a whole lot of great kids. And who's with us today?
Hi, it's Max.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Thorfinn.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hi, it's Amaya.
Hi, it's Joe.
Hi, it's Nina.
Well, thanks for being here for the Children's Hour. Today we're going to explore some of the many kinds of minds we encounter in life, including learning about the autistic mind from a PBS Kids show called Carl the Collector. We're also going to be investigating emotional intelligence with a former member of the Wiggles named Sam Moran. And then we're going to think about artificial intelligence. AI is in the news, and there's lots of confusion about what it is and what its potential and problems might be for us. We'll talk with Dr. Martin Spinelli, who is working with kids to make AI kinder. There's a lot to learn on the Children's Hour. You can follow along on our playlist at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Many Kinds of Minds. But first, this is Jesse Balin from Strawberry Wind with Magic of Your Mind.
When I hear you laugh, it opens up the skies. The sweetest sound I've ever heard, it gives me butterflies. Thank you.
Is it fair to say Carl the Collector is really the first openly out there autistic main character for PBS Kids?
I think it is. From what we've been told, Carl is the first central character with autism. It's a big responsibility for us to do it properly. We have neurodiverse people all the way from our writers. We have artists who are neurodiverse. We don't portray the autism in a way that isn't authentic. That is the main concern for all of us, is that we want to make sure that when you're watching the show, Carl is just a kid like everyone else. He just happens to be autistic.
You see, my brain works differently than some kids. I'm really great at remembering facts about my collections and birthdays. But sometimes it takes me longer to understand what others are thinking and feeling about stuff, and what to do in these situations. This is because I'm autistic.
I also have a younger brother who has autism. And I think it's really interesting because it's very different for different people. Not all people who have autism act in the same way.
We have a mantra that if you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism. So that's something we always try to think about when we're portraying characters who are autistic, that we can't be everything on the spectrum in one character. You know, we have different characters who have different personalities, and that's a better way to show sort of all of our differences. Autism in boys and girls is very different. And so we realized, like, all right, we need a female character to also show us what autism is. So we came up with Lotta the Fox, who also is autistic on the show. And she has different sensitivities than Carl. She wears headphones for sound sometimes. She has synesthesia, where she can see colors and objects in music, which is kind of really cool.
I have music in my head all the time.
Is music why you always wear headphones?
Actually, I have a hard time with loud noises, and headphones help make everything a bit quieter.
She also is different than Carl in that she needs more time to herself and is not quite as open about who she is and her diagnosis than Carl.
Why do you think it's so important that we have shows which display people from all different cultures, and especially with Carl the Collector, that shows people who have different ways of thinking?
I realize, you know, from my own life and kids, every time you meet a new person and they're different than you, it just makes life more interesting. And on top of that, if kids see more of, like, sort of the full spectrum of humanity at an early age, it takes a lot of the mystery and stigma out of different needs and autism, all the different things that, you know, people have going on with them. That's just normal part of being human.
My brain works differently than yours. Sometimes it takes me a little longer to understand new stuff. I hope this helps you understand what happened a little better.
It does. Thanks for telling me. I kind of get it now.
I'm glad you told her, buddy.
Yeah, Carl. That's actually pretty cool. And now I know you better, too.
If we can have more stories of more people that represent what it means to be human, it's going to make us more empathetic to other people's point of view.
In a long legacy of PBS Kids storytellers, you're hearing Zechariah Ohura. He's the creator and executive producer of Carl the Collector. It's a recent release on PBS Kids, and it features a main character who is autistic. Lisa Wittick has been with us as well. She is the director of Carl the Collector. Thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour.
Yeah, thanks for having us. This is great. Great Very questions. Fun.
When it isn't raining, when it's too quiet, I like to start singing. Get my groove on at the grocery store. Rock some Legos, but think Barbies are a bore. I like being different, don't wanna be anybody. Pizza's highly overrated.
Some of us wear braces to help us walk. Some of us use tablets to help us talk. Some of us flap, and some of us rock. But we've all got something to give. We're funny, we're smart, and kind-hearted. Together our voices make a beautiful song. And every one of us belongs. Every one of us belongs. We all need friends. We all want to play. We all like when someone asks about our day. We may be different, but in many ways, we are the same. Some of us need a sensory break to help us stay calm when we've made a mistake. Some of us jump, some of us swing. We all need different things. We've all got something to give. We're funny, we're smart, and kind-hearted. Together our voices make a beautiful song. And every one of us belongs. Every one of us belongs. Together our voices make a beautiful song. And every one of us belongs.
Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico-based educational nonprofit that is supported by listeners just like you. You can learn how you can help make Kids Public Radio at childrenshour.org. Museum of Indian Arts and Culture and Museum of International Folk Art, divisions of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, support the Children's Hour. Learn more about both museums at newmexicoculture.org/museums. You can keep up with the Children's Hour by signing up for our monthly newsletter at childrenshour.org. Welcome back to the Children's Hour. Over the break, you heard Crowander, and before that, Brady Reimer brought us Love Me For Who I Am. Being Different was Karen Kay and the Jitterbugs from the Blue Bike Chronicles. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and today we're thinking about our mind and all the great things minds and thinking can do. But intelligence, which people think of as coming from our minds, has many forms, and one of them is emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is the ability to understand and manage your own feelings while also recognizing how other people feel. Everyone has emotional intelligence, but some people are better at paying attention to their emotions and the feelings of others. It's like a muscle. You can make it stronger with practice. When you notice your feelings and talk about them and listen carefully to others, you are building your emotional intelligence. This helps you stay calm when you're upset, solve problems with kindness, and be a good friend. People with strong emotional intelligence can understand what others might be going through even without words. The more you practice, the better you get at handling emotions and making good choices and building strong relationships. It's like having a superpower that helps you connect with and care for the people around you. We're going to learn more about emotional intelligence and how to control our big emotions with Sam Moran, who used to be from The Wiggles. Later, we're going to learn about artificial intelligence. Stick with us. This is the Children's Hour, and this is the tallest kid in the room.
You don't have to smile if you don't want to. Look somebody right in the eyes. Don't have to let somebody tickle you. Don't have to hug somebody or tell them why. You don't have to smile if you don't smile if you don't smile if you don't want to. Smile if you don't smile if you don't smile if you don't want to. You don't have to cheer up when you feel sad. Don't have to let anybody touch your hair. Don't have to let somebody tell you how to feel, because that's up to you. You don't have to smile if you don't smile if you don't smile if you don't want to. Smile if you don't smile if you don't smile if you don't want to. Don't have to smile if you don't want to. Don't have to smile if you don't want to.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, and I'm Katie Stone. Today on the show, we are thinking about how we think, our minds. There are many different ways to use our minds, and we've learned about kids whose minds work quite differently, who have autism. And now we're going to be thinking about one way that we all use our minds, and that is with our emotions. On the show with us to talk about this is Sam Moran. He was a member of the Wiggles, and I think you're Australian, right?
I am Australian.
Your latest release is called All the Feels, and you made this release about emotions, and it has something to do with the COVID-19 pandemic. Can you explain a little bit more?
You know, I've been making music for children for a very long time. And after the pandemic, I was reading all these reports of children, especially elementary school children, that were going through some troubles and having been through lockdown and not spending as much time with their friends and their peers. A lot of children were struggling with identifying their emotions that they were feeling. And diagnoses of anxiety, and anxiety medication was skyrocketing as well. And I had my own troubles with back in 2015. I was diagnosed with depression myself. And during that, part of my therapy for that was relearning how I felt, what my emotions meant, and reattaching them to real feelings. So combining what I already knew with children's music with my own understanding of mental health was something that I thought that I could do to really bring some attention to helping children to re-understand the feelings they're experiencing.
That's a really great gift to give kids and families. And I'm guessing one of the songs you've written talks about the feelings that you've had to cope with depression.
They're all my babies, really, these songs. But Bitty Bomb, which really speaks to those feelings of anxiety and feeling lonely, etc. And really just reminding everybody that we all feel like that sometimes, and that we're never alone, and people are there to help out whenever we need.
From All the Feels, this is Sam Moran right here on the Children's Hour. More on emotional intelligence coming right up.
Sometimes we win, sometimes we don't, but it's all right. Sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. Yeah, but it's all right. 'Cause there are times I feel like I'm flying, and other times undercover's hiding. So for any moment you don't know what to do, here's a little song for you. Bitty boom, bitty boom, bitty boom. I hear your heart and it's singing out strong. Bitty boom, bitty boom, bitty boom. When you feel like you're all alone, you'll be all right. Bitty boom, bitty boom, bitty boom. Bitty boom, bitty boom, bitty boom. Bitty boom, bitty boom, bitty boom. When you feel like you're all alone, you'll be all right. I miss when you're not around. Yeah, but it's alright. So if you're stuck, just not moving forward, know that I'm just around the corner. And for any moment you don't know what to do, remember there's a song for you. Bitty boom, bitty boom, bitty boom. I hear your heart and it's singing out strong.
I've got a challenge for you. I'm gonna sing Bitty Boom and I want you to sing it back. Can you do that?
Of course I can. I'm a star.
Well, let's give it a try. Here we go.
You're Bitty Boom, Bitty Boom, Bitty Boom.
Your turn.
Bitty Boom, Bitty Boom, Bitty Boom.
Pretty good.
You're Bitty Boom, Bitty Boom, Bitty Boom.
Now it's your turn. We're gonna sing Bitty Boom.
And you sing it back.
You're Bitty Boom, Bitty Boom, Bitty Boom.
Listening to the Children's Hour, and that was Sam Moran from All the Feels. It's a release where every song is addressing a different emotion and helping kids strengthen their emotional intelligence. Sam is our guest. He was a former Wiggle. Sam, tell us about some of the songs on your release, All the Feels, being that everyone is a different emotion.
We have hope. We have nervous anxiety. We have love. We have anger and jealousy, which sometimes are some complex emotions that we are sometimes experiencing for the first time as we go to school and get a bit older. And they're sometimes hard, but also things like sadness. But ultimately, we end the album with a song of joy.
Tell me about the song about joy.
Joy is one of those things that really It feels lots of different ways, and it makes you sometimes just want to dance and wants to move. It really is a dance song, really trying to experience that joy, and actually jumping up and down and dancing to the music was one of those joyful things that really help you understand what that joyful feeling is.
What message are you hoping to get across with this album?
What I really want from this album is for people to help them identify what they're feeling, what emotions they're feeling. And hopefully there's a song on there that anybody at any time can recognize how they're feeling in those songs. And even grown-ups, we use music to help us process our emotions. If as a grown-up we go through a breakup, we don't listen to happy songs to make us feel better. We often listen to breakup songs about breakups. It makes us understand that we're not alone and other people go through this as well. And it helps us process those emotions and understand how we're feeling and work through it so that we can ultimately feel better on the other side of that. That's what these songs are as well. But they're definitely from a child's point of view and a worldview. We recognize that children with music often go straight from Cocomelon straight to Taylor Swift and not much in between. So what we wanted to do musically was try and bridge that gap and find a space that really made sense from the child's point of view and the worldview and something that children actually attach to.
What do you think is the importance of young kids understanding their emotions?
If you can understand the emotion you're feeling, it helps you process that emotion and it helps you work through it and be able to understand. And as we get older, we also learn the tools. For every time we go through those emotions, we gain a tool that helps us the next time we go through that emotion as well.
That's Sam Moran. He was the lead singer in The Wiggles, and he also had a show on Nickelodeon Junior. We've got links posted and a lot more information at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Many Kinds of Minds. More to come, including about another kind of mind that we better pay attention to, artificial intelligence. This is called Sunny Day from All the Fields, right here on the Children's Hour.
I'm waving goodbye to all those bad days. All of that trouble's finally gone away. I can see the morning. I can see the morning coming in. Only good vibes you're gonna feel from me. Gonna be the way I always want it be. I can see the morning. I can see the morning coming, coming.
Wake up, it's sun. It's a sunny day. It's all going my way. Ooh, 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 ooh. Wake up, it's sun. It's a sunny day. It's all going my way.
Ooh-ooh. I can't remember ever feeling this good. Whatever made me blind has gone for sure. It's a beautiful morning. It's a beautiful morning. Coming, coming in. And you know I got my perspective changed. You got my back and I'm not worried about a thing. It's a beautiful morning. It's a beautiful morning. Coming, coming in. Around the town like I'm on.
looking at me and said, "What's happening to you?" It's a beautiful morning. It's a beautiful morning. It's just coming. It's just coming.
Wake up, it's sun. It's a sunny day. It's all going my way.
It's all going my way.
Wake up, it's sun. It's a sunny day. It's all going my way.
Te sientes cansada.
Te sientes contento.
Te sientes enojada. ¿Cómo te?
¿Cómo te? ¿Cómo te sientes?
Te sientes paciente,
te sientes sorprendido. ¿Cómo te, cómo te, cómo te sientes? ¿Cómo 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 te, cómo te sientes?
¿Estás feliz?
Sí, estoy encantada.
Oh, 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 oh.
¿Estás contento?
No, estoy enojado. ¿Estás alegre?
Sí, estoy emocionado. ¿Estás valiente?
No, estoy asustado. ¿Estás feliz?
Sí, estoy encantada. ¿Estás contento?
No, estoy enojado. ¿Estás alegre?
Sí, estoy emocionado. ¿Estás valiente?
No, estoy asustado.
¿Cómo te sientes? ¿Cómo te? ¿Cómo te sientes? ¿Cómo te? ¿Cómo te sientes? ¿Cómo te? ¿Cómo te sientes?
Feliz, cansado, contento, enojado.
¿Cómo te sientes?
Alegre, dolido, paciente, sorprendido.
¿Cómo te sientes? ¿Cómo te? ¿Cómo te sientes? ¿Cómo te? ¿Cómo te sientes?
That was the Wise Channel right here on the Children's Hour. Today on the show, we're thinking about the way we think. This episode is called Many Kinds of Minds. You can find our playlist and links and a lot more information at childrenshour.org.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Many thanks to the Outpost Performance Space for hosting the Children's Hour. Children's Hour is supported by United Way of North Central New Mexico. Support for the Children's Hour provided by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund.
Short swipe, short scroll, short like, short load, short snap, short troll, short short grrr, short attention, short attention, short attention.
Listening to the Children's Hour, and that was Formidable Vegetable from the release called In Real Life with Short Attention Span. Today on the show, we're thinking about the different ways our minds work. And lately, there's another kind of mind that we must mind. And that is something that is new for a lot of people, artificial intelligence, which is sometimes called AI. We wanted to know more about what artificial intelligence is, what it can do, and what it means for kids and our society around us. So with us on the show today is Dr. Martin Spinelli. He's one of the directors of the children's well-being media company called Resilience. Welcome to the Children's Hour again, Dr. Spinelli.
So good to be here.
How is like AI gonna like benefit humanity? Because like I've heard stories about it and it's not necessarily like smarter. I mean, it is, but it's not. And how's it gonna be like used in the future?
Have you ever used Alexa or Siri? Have you ever been on YouTube and looked at all of the recommendations that YouTube is giving you for things that it thinks you might like to watch?
All the time, you know, every time I use it, it seems like.
Yeah, then you're using AI. So AI is already built into our everyday lives in lots of really, really basic ways. So I kind of like to think of AI these days, the kind of AI that we have now, as kind of like this army of minions that I have at my disposal. And I can tell them what to do, and they go and do it, no matter how tedious or boring or repetitive the job is. With clear instructions, with some rules, they can go and do it. They can do homework for us. They can...
No.
Oh, but
they
can.
This is exactly what makes people nervous about AI, right?
Oh, yeah. Colleges that are trying to hunch down on people that are just asking ChatGPT to write a paper, and like they figure it out really quickly, and then, you know, people fail and stuff. But that's AI in a negative way.
I disagree. I don't think that's negative. If you like writing on a word processor, right? That's a technological advance that made writing easier. But 50 years ago, when computers were just maybe being a thing, people thought, oh, all of this typing instead of handwriting, that's going to make people dumber and they're going to lose the skill. Now, very, very few people think that, right? So we had this emergent technology that made something that was a little bit tedious much, much easier. And now we just completely accept it. And I think we're going to come to accept ChatGPT and other pre-trained transformers, that's GPT, doing lots of jobs in ways that seem a little bit disruptive now, but we'll be quite grateful for them in the future. And it's not like once I have an AI, once I have ChatGPT, I don't have any work to do. It's just a new kind of work. So we're just going to have a different skill set, I think.
At the Children's Hour, we use artificial intelligence every week to make our transcripts of our programs. That's one way that AI is affecting the radio industry.
do you think that AI is going to become fully integrated with the school system and how we learn and perceive information? And do you think it should be used in the capacity that it is now? Because in a way, it almost seems like cheating the way that systems like ChatGPT are used, and they don't feel like students get the same kind of learning out of it that they do otherwise. So how do you think it should be used, and how do you think it's going to be implemented?
AI is already in the school system in a lot of ways. So at a university where I teach, at a college, there are AIs that look over my students' essays and they tell me which students plagiarized stuff on the internet and which students didn't cite things properly. So
I pause here. Plagiarize is a big word. When you plagiarize something, does anyone know what that means?
It means like you're copying someone else's thing. Like, let's say like you need to write a report on turkeys. Well, you search on the internet and find this thing called Turkeys by Bob and use that for your report about turkeys.
Yeah, and you don't give Bob credit, whereas Bob deserves the credit for his great report on turkeys. So I can tell you what I do. I have changed my assignments now to get my students to engage more about their own research and the projects that come out of their own imagination. So these are not things that ChatGPT or any other AI is going to be able to write an essay about. So I have said, okay, well, yeah, maybe I want my students to write still and to create good essays. So let me just change the kinds of questions that I ask them, and they'll still be doing that same kind of thinking. And I've also started teaching them how to use AI in their own work. So you can ask an AI to give you a summary of 100 articles that were written about turkeys. And you can ask it to give you the holes in all of that research. So what don't we know about turkeys? So once the AI tells you that, you can then go and contribute to the knowledge of the world. So we can't pretend AI doesn't exist. We have to work with it and get excited about it, because it is really, really cool. It's not without its problems, obviously, but it's also really exciting and can be really creative.
That's the voice of Dr. Martin Spinelli. Coming up, we're going to learn how he's trying to help train AI to be kinder. Listeners, I'm pretty skeptical. I don't know about you. Reach out to me and let me know what you think. Go to childrenshour.org and go to our contact page. What do you think about artificial intelligence and using it in the classroom? We've got more to learn, but first, this is Cormac, right here on the Children's Hour.
Don't give me another screen. I spent all day looking at one of my laptop. It's called work. Screen. I spent all night looking at a 70-inch television. It's called leisure. It's Dark City versus Bolton Wanderers in the best league in the world. Don't buy me a Kindle for Christmas. Just come by and rekindle my heart. Don't make me your Facebook friend. Come by and drive me round the bend. Don't give me another screen. I don't need an iPad to make me dream. Don't give me another screen. Don't give me another screen. I'll scream and scream and scream and scream.
Listening to the Children's Hour. Our guest is Dr. Martin Spinelli. He's the director of a children's well-being media company that is creating artificial intelligence tools for kids to learn better social behavior. We are having a struggle to understand what is fact and what is fiction in the United States right now. Dr. Spinelli, you're in the United Kingdom, and I'm sure you're watching this from afar. And frankly, AI is a huge part of the puzzle. It's easy to make a video in AI that's me doing something I would never do. For example, maybe I'm a politician and I'm running for a campaign and there's an AI made of me saying something I would never say.
Or even worse, Katie, me saying something and then blaming AI for having said it for me. This is a huge problem. I think there's a sense of a lack of control and a sense that there are these people in white lab coats making decisions about AI that are affecting all our lives, and we don't have a say in that. And I think that worry is really, really valid. So one of the things that I would like to see is much more openness around how we are building AI and much more inclusion of lots and lots of different voices about what we want it to do. We can tell it to be kind and be empathetic, or we can tell it to be horrible and mean and selfish. Whatever we put into it, it's going to give back to us.
So with AI as it currently is, it can generate content, and particularly content that takes up creative jobs. So stuff like art and writing and whatnot. And currently, there's not a lot of laws in place to really prevent it from doing so. So do you think that there will be laws put in place to kind of put a cap on where AI is allowed to go?
I think there certainly should be conversations about laws that encourage AI to develop and evolve in ways that are good for the world, the environment, humanity. The question of who decides whether or not something is true or not, I guess that's a gray area and that's a bit fuzzy, but it's interesting to see if you're watching the evolution of AI, the people who are developing it are aware that we don't want things like misinformation. We don't want things like hate speech. Are aware that we don't want it to share our personal information.
The thing is, I'm not as convinced as you are that artificial intelligence is really living up to that, though, because recent studies are showing that AI can be wrong in searches like 60% of the time. And what we're seeing now is